So, one morning at the start of school, Chocolate Bunny turned to his friend Llama and said, "Why are you wearing that party hat? It's not even your birthday." Llama was wearing one of those pointy cone party hats with glitter on it and rainbows, and it had like tassels off the top. And Llama said, "Somebody's birthday somewhere." And Chocolate Bunny didn't want to leave it alone. He asked Llama, and he kind of teased him about it all day, but Llama wasn't saying anything. And that was it for the day. The truth was that Llama had put on that party hat in the morning because when he woke up, she woke up. She woke up, she rolled out of bed, and she felt kind of funny. She felt her head, she felt a bump. And it was kind of like a big bump. And the thing is, over the course of the morning, it got bigger and bigger. And it was like this big, sticking off the top of her head. It was a horn. She was growing a horn. And the first thing she could think of to do was grab a party hat that was left over from a birthday party, and she plopped it on her head and went to school. And that was that. Until the next day, when she woke up, and it was bigger. Like, it was this big, sticking off her head, and it was golden, and it was very beautiful. And the truth was, she loved it. It looked really cool, and it was like it was filled with this amazing energy, and it kind of glowed, and it was pretty awesome. So it wasn't that she was afraid of it. She just wasn't quite sure how her friends would feel about it, right? So she knew what she needed to do, or she thought of something. There was a playroom in her house, and in it there was a dress-up bin. So she ran to the dress-up bin, and she found this big rainbow clown wig. And she put it on, and she went to school. And Chocolate Bunny was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? You are so not a clown." And Chocolate Bunny was like, "Whatever, I just like this hat." Went through the day. And it went like that all day, 2 days in a row. The end of the day, Chocolate Bunny and Llama were walking, you know, sort of out of the school, across the field. And all of a sudden, the sky went dark. And there was sort of like a dust cloud up ahead. And then the dust cloud dropped, and it fell right in front of them. And then out of the dust cloud stepped the most amazing animal either of them had ever seen. It was large and white and muscular and shining, and it had this incredible golden horn on the top of his head. It was extraordinary. It had this tail that glittered with lights and a mane that glittered with light, like in reds and blues and oranges and yellows. It was incredible. It was a unicorn, the first unicorn either of them had ever seen. And then the sky went dark again, and another dust cloud came, and it dropped to the ground, and it opened up, and this green, globby, tentacly thing came out. It was some sort of strange swamp monster, and it said, "Hey, you unicorn, I think I'm going to eat you for lunch." And the unicorn said, "Step back. I've got this. I can handle this. You should get yourself safe. I can handle this." And so the unicorn planted its feet and hoofs in the ground, and it took a deep breath in. And it filled with a beautiful light, and it spread out, and it was golden, and it was red, and orange, and yellow, and beautiful. It was extraordinary, but it wasn't quite enough to fend off this swamp monster. And the unicorn was starting to get a little nervous, and then Llama knew what she had to do. She whipped off her clown hat and went and stood right next to the unicorn, with her golden horn just out where everybody could see, and it began to glow as she planted her feet and breathed deep next to the unicorn. And it glowed and the light came, and the unicorn said, "You have to think of what gives you joy and what you're grateful for." And the llamacorn said, "Oh, sunlight and morning and ice cream and the particular color of my friend Chocolate Bunny's fur." It went on and on and on, and her light got bigger and bigger, and her magic grew and grew and grew. It was like this golden ball of light, and that swampy thing just shrunk and shrunk and shrunk, and poof, it turned into a funny little puffball and skittered away. And from then on, Llamacorn knew, because she was a llamacorn, not just any old llama. Llamacorn knew how extraordinary her particular gifts were, what a blessing they were, And she also knew that she could use them to bless the world. And that's our hope for all of us, is that we have the courage to discover who we are, our singular selves, that we have the courage to live into them, and to bless the world with who we are. Amen. And we'll sing you out.